Hello and welcome to the 166th episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles. Please repeat. Why am I asking you to repeat this? Why am I asking you to repeat this? Because we seldom ask questions about ourselves. So I want to practice the interrogative in the first person. We don't usually ask questions about ourselves. So again, please repeat. Why am I asking you to repeat this? Now remember, questions in the first person are questions that we ask when we refer to ourselves. These questions often ask for information or clarification about our feelings or about our thoughts. Please repeat. Why am I leaving the party early? Why am I leaving the party early? Because I have to get up very early tomorrow. Please repeat. Why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this? Because it's important. Please repeat. Why am I sad? Why am I sad? Because my grandmother just passed away. That's a great phrasal verb. Most of you probably know the phrasal verb to pass away is a polite expression for the verb to die. So if somebody dies, a friend dies, a relative dies, usually we use the phrasal verb to pass away. It's just a more polite way of saying die. Please repeat, why am I such a serious person? Again, why am I such a serious person? Because it's my nature. Please repeat, because it's my nature. Remember, the combination of the letters T and U, usually in English, sounds like a CH, 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 ch. We have words like nature, mature, Portugal, furniture. All right, so the TU sounds like ch, CH, nature, mature, furniture, Portugal. Please repeat, why don't I eat peanuts? Why don't I eat peanuts? Because I'm allergic to them. Yeah, because I'm allergic to them. Please repeat. Why do I spend so much time outdoors? Why do I spend so much time outdoors? Because I like nature. And the last one. Please repeat. Butterflies are free to fly. Butterflies are free to fly. Now, why am I asking you to repeat this? Because you get the feeling of how to pronounce the F in English. Now, it sounds simple, right? It's pretty easy anyway. Butterflies are free to fly. But the reason why I want you to practice the F is because it helps you pronounce the V. Have you ever thought about that? Some people have difficulty pronouncing the V in English. So the secret to properly pronouncing the V in English is simply to make the F sound and then use your voice, right? So F, right? We don't use our voice when we reproduce the sound of an F. But if we add our voice to it, it becomes a V. V. So please repeat. Voice. Voice. Victory. Victory. Vacuum. Vacuum. Oh my gosh. How do you spell the word vacuum? This is one of the craziest words to spell in English. Any ideas? Vacuum. V-A-C-U-U-M. There's a double U in the word. There is not a W in the word. There are two U's. V-A-C-U-U-M. And what is a vacuum? Well, a vacuum is a space from which everything has been removed, or practically everything has been removed. Please repeat. Butterflies are free to fly. Butterflies. Hey, are you familiar with the monarch butterfly migration? Please repeat. Are you familiar with the monarch butterfly migration? So, what is the monarch butterfly migration? Well, it's a journey. It's a long journey taken by these beautiful monarch butterflies. Please repeat, how far do they fly? How far do they fly? They fly about 4,800 kilometers. 4,800 kilometers. What's another way to say 4,800? 4,800. In American English, most of the time, we say 4,800, 3,600, 1,200, instead of 1,200 or 3,600 or 4,800. So, these beautiful monarch butterflies fly from Canada and the northeastern part of the United States to spend the winter in southwest Mexico. They fly somewhere between 150 and 190 kilometers per day. By the way, how do you spell monarch? M-O-N-A-R-C-H. Yeah, the word ends in C-H, but we pronounce it like a K. And what is a monarch? Well, a monarch is a person who reigns over a kingdom. There's a great verb, R-E-I-G-N, to reign. To reign is to have control over something. So we use the preposition to reign over. Yeah, it sounds just like rain, like the water that falls from the sky. The verb is to reign. Kings reign, queens reign, princes reign, and in this case, monarchs reign. They reign over a kingdom. It's funny, every time I think of the word A-R-C-H, the ending of monarch, arch by itself is simply a curved structure. And whenever I think of an arch, I think of Marble Arch, which is located in London. I suppose I think of Marble Arch also because it appears, along with New York and Tokyo and Gestad, on the cover of an album by one of my favorite groups called the Style Council, and they had an album called Life at a Top People's Health Farm. I love that title, Life at a Top People's Health Farm. What in the world is a health farm? Well, it's one of these establishments or residences, usually in the country, where people go to improve their health by losing weight, by eating healthy foods, by doing exercise. It's called a health farm. And thinking about the word arch, I also think about the word that we spell A-C-H-E. How do you pronounce A-C-H-E? Ache. Ache. What's an ache? An ache is this persistent pain that we have in our bodies. It's usually a dull, persistent pain. Now, let me ask you a question. If your head aches, what do you have? A headache. If your back aches, what do you have? A backache. If your ear aches, what do you have? An earache. If my sister's stomach aches, what does she have? Well, she has a stomach ache. And if my brother's heart aches, what does he have? He has a heartache. What's a heartache? A heartache is something that you feel when you miss somebody. It's caused by the loss or absence of somebody you love. Okay, to finish this podcast, let's practice our conditionals. We are going to talk about having a headache and taking an aspirin. You finish the sentence, please. Zero conditional. Ready? If I have a headache, I take an aspirin. First conditional. If I have a headache, I'll take an aspirin. Second conditional. If I had a headache, I don't, but if I did, okay, again, if I had a headache, I'd take an aspirin. And the third conditional, if I had had a headache, I would have taken an aspirin. Did you get them right? I hope so. I imagine you did. Anyway, that's all the time we have for the 166th episode of Crosby's 9. Please go back and listen to this at least one more time and imitate me. Put into practice what you've learned. Go out and practice your English with no fear. Thanks again. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.